Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article Brett Allegray Wood published, and the title is blunt. Atlassian lost 74% of its value. Your SaaS stack could be next.
And if you're currently paying for 8 or 10 software subscriptions every month, this one will make you uncomfortable.
So Atlassian, Jira, Confluence, tools used by millions of teams worldwide, serious revenues. By every traditional measure, a successful company. And yet the stock has been crushed, down 74% of its market value.
Which sounds like something went badly wrong internally. Bad leadership, a strategic blunder.
That's exactly what you'd expect. But Brett's point is that Atlassian didn't really do anything wrong. Investors aren't looking at current revenues. They're betting on future relevance. And right now, they're voting against the entire SaaS model.
That's a big call. What's the actual logic behind it?
For 15 years, SaaS was simple. You sell a seat to a human, give them software, collect recurring revenue every month. The software is the tool. The person does the work.
The digital shovel, as Brett puts it.
Right. And what's shifting now is that AI agents are becoming the project manager, the document creator, the data analyst. You don't need to buy your team shovels when you've got a machine that digs the trench and landscapes the garden afterwards.
So the Atlassian stock price isn't really a verdict on today's business. It's a bet on whether anyone needs Jira in 5 years.
That's how Brett frames it. The stock price isn't a reflection of current revenues. It's a bet on future irrelevance. And a 74% wipeout isn't a blip. That's a structural repricing of what the SaaS model is actually worth in an AI-native world.
And there's a counterpoint in the article that hits just as hard. Wise Tech Global.
Yes. While Atlassian was being hammered, Wise Tech's stock surged 11%.
What did they do?
They announced they were cutting 2,000 people and restructuring the whole business around AI. The market rewarded them immediately. Brett's read is simple. Company clinging to the old model gets punished. Company that restructures around AI gets rewarded.
That's brutal for the people involved, but as a market signal, it's completely unambiguous.
Then there's what Anthropic is building with something called Claude Cowork, and this part shifted my thinking.
Mine too.
Anthropic, backed by billions from Google and Amazon, have announced pre-built AI agents designed to take over whole job functions, HR, finance, legal, not a better HR tool.
An AI that is your HR department.
Brett makes that distinction sharply. It onboards staff, handles payroll, manages compliance, answers employee queries. You don't hire an HR manager and then buy them a Workday license. You hire the AI. So Anthropic isn't competing with Workday on features. They're building something that makes the whole concept of software for humans irrelevant.
So where does this leave the owner who's running on a stack of subscriptions right now? Accounting tool, marketing tool, project management, support tickets?
Brett gets very practical here. He says, go pull your credit card statements, add up every monthly subscription. For most businesses, it runs to thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of pounds or dollars a year.
And then ask the honest question for each one.
Exactly. Could an AI agent do this? Could an AI write your marketing emails? Yes. Manage your CRM? Yes. Handle customer support queries? Yes. Do your bookkeeping? Yes. If the answer is yes, you need a transition plan before you're paying for a ghost.
There's also a vendor risk point in the article that I think gets overlooked. It's not just whether the tool is useful today, it's whether the company behind it survives the next few years.
Right. If VC funding dries up for a SaaS tool you rely on because investors have decided the game is over, you're left scrambling to migrate years of data and retrain your team. Brett calls it a massive, unnecessary headache that can halt your operations. So it's not just a cost question, it's a risk question.
What does he actually suggest doing this week?
5 steps. First, list every SaaS tool, the monthly cost, and the core job it does. Then mark each one red, amber, or green. Red means AI can replace it today. Amber means within 12 months. Green means genuinely irreplaceable right now.
And then total up your red and amber spend.
That's the money flowing to companies on the wrong side of the shift. Then pick the most expensive red tool and find or build an AI-native replacement. Run both in parallel for 30 days, then cut the old one. And watch your vendor's valuations. A sharp drop is your early warning signal, not the shutdown notice.
My one thing this week, just do the list. Pull all your subscriptions and get a real total in front of you. Most people genuinely don't know the number, and seeing it changes the conversation completely.
Mine is the red, amber, green pass. Once you can see which tools are actually at risk, you know where to act first instead of feeling like you need to change everything at once.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on every one of these points, and it's worth the full read.
And if you want help going through your own stack, there's a free AI audit you can book there. Brett and the team will look at your specific business and show you where AI can augment what your people are already doing. We'll see you next time.